This is the SoCal Sports Dojo.
Hosted by Javi Iniguez.
Andrew Zetterberg.
The place where we tell you everything you need to know in SoCal sports this week.
I'm way up. I feel pressed. Are you good, man? Are you good?
I'm good.
You're not sick no more?
No. Well, yeah, I am, but I'm good.
Yeah.
It's weird. I had a sore throat Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then, or Monday and Tuesday, and then yesterday I just had a really stuffy nose, and now today I'm like coughing. It's like just one thing to the next.
That's rough. You're going through like a cycle of like sicknesses.
I just gotta be ready by Saturday. That's all.
You're duckies, man.
That's all.
Game set.
Yeah.
Yeah, but before we get to games.
Is that a train coming?
It is a train. I think it's a train. I wonder if they could hear it. It's not an earthquake. It's happened before. I thought it was an earthquake one time.
Yeah, that's
pretty
first.
Scary. We're down here in the basement in the University of Laverne, ACB Arts and Communications building. And we're right next to the train tracks, and when the train passes, it kind of feels like an earthquake. Everything just rumbles. It's kind of scary.
It's really scary.
Low-key.
It's kind of fun, though.
It is kind of fun.
All right. Last show, man.
I know.
It's kind of weird.
Show number 11.
Out of 11.
Yeah.
So let's lead it off with...
That would make it the last one.
What are we going to lead off with?
The Dodgers, man.
Dodgers.
Dodgers.
Let's lead it off with the Doyers. The Los Angeles Doyers. Let's talk about Juan Uribe. You know, no, some news breaking out of Dodger Town yesterday. Juan Uribe getting traded over to the dugout right across from the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium. Played against the Dodgers in his first game.
That's hilarious.
With the Atlanta Braves. Getting traded for Abelter Callazpo, Eric Stoltz, and a couple of other bullpen arms, minor league arms. But, I was listening to David Bass say this morning. Sorry, were you saying something?
I was going to say, why'd they do that?
I think Uribe asked for it. You know, I heard some rumblings about how he... You know, he wasn't starting anymore, wasn't getting the playing time that he wanted, and he wanted to play every day. So he asked Dodger management, or his agent asked Dodger management, if he could get traded, and they made it happen for him. Don't think it's going to be an impactful trade. Like I said, they basically flopped utility men. You know, Uribe was a guy that wasn't playing much. Justin Turner kind of took over the everyday third base job. Callazpo comes over, a switch-hitting guy, versatile guy, played for the Angels a couple of years ago. Actually, just last year played for the Angels, I believe. Played for the A's a couple of years. Comes over switch hitter, plays infield, outfield, can play all of the seven positions besides, you know, catching and pitching. Not really an impactful trade, but one that kind of hurts, you know, bittersweet. You know, Uribe, one of my favorite players in the dugout, you know, he was kind of a character. Boppy is how the Dodgers used to know him as, and how some of the Dodger fans used to know him as. Garibe, you know, Gorilla, Garibe.
Well, let's just hope he can hit against the Giants.
Let's just hope that he plays well, except against the Dodgers.
I mean, for Callazpo, I mean... If he can hit against the Giants, that'd be great, because the last time you guys played him, he
got swept.
Didn't even score a run.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, kind of a offensive 35, struggle.
35 consecutive innings where the Dodgers did not score a run. Yeah, some struggles, but, you know, better of late. Won 2 out of 3 against Atlanta here recently on Monday through Wednesday, and they won 2 of 3 against the Padres. You know, scored a couple of runs. Scored 8 runs for Clayton Kershaw.
That's good.
For Clayton Kershaw on Tuesday night. You know,
he seems
Clayton
to be
Kershaw.
Pitching better.
Yeah, looking a lot better through 7 innings, 10 Ks, no walks, 4 hits over 7 innings, and the most important thing was no runs. Back to 3-3. He's 500 now, 3-3 record with the 3.86 ERA. So, yeah, Kershaw looking better, looking more like the Kershaw of old.
That's what they need.
Yeah. You know, they need him to be that ace, him and Greinke. You know, they need them at the top of the rotation, kind of.
Well, actually, that's not what they need. They need to hit the damn ball. To be honest,
they are, and they will. They will. I feel like they're a pretty good offensive team. So, you know, maybe that was just a little stint there. One of those times where baseball could be a humbling game sometimes. You know, sometimes stuff just doesn't go your way. For them to score 30, not to score a run in 35 innings, you know, I think that's one of those rare things. And I don't think it's going to happen for the rest of the season.
I feel like baseball is the one sport where you can't predict anything besides like the super, super, superstars of the game.
Yeah, because those guys are superstars because of their consistency. So, you know, they're going to go out there and kind of produce every year.
I bet you no one in the baseball world or even in the world imagined a World Series with the Royals and Giants last year.
No shot.
No way. I just feel like it's
two wild card teams.
It's so hard in baseball to get a consistent team, which shows you like when the Braves, they won like 19 division titles in a row one time. There was like a span where they had a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Just shows you how impressive that is. And even for the Dodgers to make the postseason, what, 3 years in a row now?
Mm-hmm.
This would be their fourth if they make it?
No, 2 years in a row, this would be their third year if they make it.
Even that's impressive. I mean, they're looking like they're going to do it too, right?
I hope so, man. I hope so. I hope they pull it off.
How close are the Padres right now in the standings?
Padres aren't doing so hot. It's the Giants that are one game behind the Dodgers. Yeah, and the Dodgers are going into St. Louis this weekend. A big, big, big series. You know, I feel like there's a lot of hype around it, especially with what went down last year in the playoffs. So, you know, the Dodgers aren't going to have Kershaw or Greinke going over. Aren't going to have them pitching over there in the series. But it isn't big. You know, it's
about to get swept.
Nah, we won't. I don't think we will. Well, it's going to be an interesting three games, though.
Just don't play him in the playoffs.
Corey Seager. Corey Seager, 6-for-6 today with a home run, a couple of doubles, and 6 RBIs.
Corey Seager. Who's his brother?
Kyle Seager.
He plays for the Mariners.
Yes, sir.
Corey plays for the Dodgers.
Yes, sir. He's in AAA right now. 13-for-18 in his last 4 games with 3 bombs. Watch out for him. Might see him in September. Maybe earlier. You never know with J-Roll struggling.
Oh, geez. More, you know, if you can get rid of him for someone else, that'd be great, but... excuse me, from one team who's struggling on offense, or maybe not so much lately. I'll cool off on the offensive struggles for the Dodgers a little bit. But the Angels, god dang, they just...
Angels!
I don't know, man. I feel like this team is doomed.
You think so? Do you think they make the postseason?
No. I don't think so.
Dude, the AL is all out of whack this year, man. You have the Minnesota Twins were leading the AL Central Division. We have the AL Central Division. That's with the Kansas City Royals. Jeez. That's with the Cleveland Indians. That's with the Detroit Tigers, you know what I mean? And then you have the Houston Astros leading the West. What's going on right now in the American League?
I don't think the Astros will win it. I definitely don't think that. But just the team, I've been watching them for the past, you know, 4 years, like a pretty good amount of the time. You know, usually every other game, and they just can't string together like good hitting performances. It's like really bad. They just can't hit the ball, and they can't hit in clutch situations. They rely too much on Trout, and if Pujols can't hit the dang ball, then they're screwed. They have no, you know, prospects coming up anytime soon. It's tough to look at this team and find a bright spot other than Trout.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what the Angels do here in the upcoming months, you know, with the deadline coming up in the 31st of July. So it's going to be interesting to see if they do any moves, you know, maybe upgrade the rosters. You know, I don't know.
That's the thing.
It's going to be interesting, especially if you just traded away Josh Hamilton, who actually just made his debut on Monday. So how do you feel about that? Do you want Josh Hamilton to do well?
Yes, I do.
You do? Even though he's playing on a team inside your division? Do you want that to happen?
I mean, I don't want the team to do well, but I want him to do well. Like I want him to hit 270 this year. I want him to hit 270 with like 20 home runs.
That'd be pretty good.
That's all right. That's fine by me.
Pretty good for him, I think.
I mean, he's a good guy. He means well on everything, so I don't really have anything against him. But I hope he does well.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how that all pans out, you know, with the Astros, the Rangers, the Mariners, and the Angels. You know, I feel like the division is up in the air right now. The Rangers are playing really well. Prince Fielder looks like the Prince Fielder of old, so it's going to be a tough challenge for the Angels. Don't really know where they're – like you said, it's Mike Trout, and that's it. I don't feel like they're really getting anything much out of anybody else in their lineup. Albert Pujols, you know,
he has 17 RBIs.
He's on the down. On the downtrend. What is that?
Phone call.
Hey, what's up?
I declined it.
SoCal Sports. That's rude.
Yeah.
Wow. I actually just got a phone call too earlier. I declined it too. So
did you even notice?
Sorry, Leanna.
Did you see my new accessory?
What is it? Oh.
Hey.
Dude, swagging out with the iPhone Apple Watch.
Yes. It's freaking awesome,
dude. That is nice.
It's so cool.
You told me you were going to get it.
Yeah. I'll show it to you after the show a little bit.
Whoa.
But it's really cool.
So you get phone calls on your watch.
Yeah. That was the watch ringing.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Really, really cool.
You know, I probably don't need it, but oh well. I got it.
Whatever.
So, I almost said the F word. That would not have been good.
F for future of the Clippers. Let's talk about the Clippers.
Yeah, let's do it.
Clippers.
Oh, man. We didn't want to talk about them last week. You know, still a little bit fresh off that loss against the Houston Rockets, who just got eliminated last night by the Golden State Warriors.
James Harden, what a player.
13 turnovers, man.
What a player.
MVP, yeah, right.
Yeah, no way. I just don't like James Harden.
I don't like Dwight Howard. Do not like Dwight Howard.
I don't blame you for that. I don't blame you for that. That's acceptable.
Yeah, don't like him at all. But seen him play in the playoffs, I'm like, ugh.
There's nothing, the only phrase to describe that series the Clippers had with the Warriors was, they blew it.
They did, it was catastrophic.
Or
3-1.
They choked.
3-1 series lead. Leading by 19 points in game 6.
Oh, man. So bad.
So bad.
So bad. You know you're bad when you get torched by Josh Smith.
That's what happens when you don't have a bench in the NBA. The Clippers do not have a bench. And, you know, I feel sorry for Doc. I feel like he did what he could with that team. They choked, man.
Yeah, they really did
choke. And I blame it, like I said, I blame it on the bench. I felt like, you know, especially in the fourth quarter, I felt like Blake was really, really just burnt out. Dude, he was gassed. He was done.
Yeah.
You know, and I blame it on the bench. You know, you have one guy that comes off the bench and performs, that's Jamal Crawford. Other than that, you pay Big Baby Davis all this money. Oh, phone call.
Here you go again.
Apple Watch swagging. You pay. Oh.
I'm going to ignore it again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it your mom?
Yeah, it's my mom.
Or your girlfriend?
It's my mom.
All right, let's go back to Big Baby Davis. You pay him all this money.
Jeez.
And he's just almost non-existent in the playoffs and maybe throughout the season. You know, the Clippers, I feel sorry for Chris Paul. Really, really sorry for Chris Paul. Hasn't even made it to a conference final yet.
I don't really feel bad for Chris Paul.
I do.
I mean, I feel like the NBA is a star-driven league.
Okay.
If you have a star who is like of that, you know, high class, super good, he'll get you to the finals at least once. And Chris Paul, it seems like he just can't do it.
I feel like you can't put Chris Paul in that category, though. I feel like you're putting Chris Paul in a category where you're comparing him to maybe Steph Curry right now. Steph Curry right now, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant in his prime. I feel like you're putting him in that category. I don't feel like he's there. I feel like he's a superstar, but he's not that guy that who's going to, you know, lead your team to the promised land. Obviously, he's going to need some help. He's not like LeBron, who's coming over from Miami, and all of a sudden, look at him again. He's in the conference finals.
He is also in the West. He is also in the Western Conference.
He's in the Eastern Conference.
Chris Paul.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My mistake.
That's right.
It's okay.
So I don't know. I mean, I feel like, you know, people say he might be like the best point guard ever, and how can you be the best point guard ever if you can't make it out to the conference finals? The conference finals.
Who's saying he's the best point guard ever?
People on the radio. I've heard people say that. I think Marcellus Wiley has said it.
What?
Michael Thompson might have said
Marcellus?
It.
My boy Marcellus?
Yeah. Okay. This is getting ridiculous a little bit.
Oh boy.
Yeah. But I want to know what you think the future for the Clippers is.
I feel like you can't blame it on Doc, and I feel like he's receiving a lot of criticism. You can't blame it on Doc, man.
Well, he built this team. He's the GM. He's the one who made all of these moves. He's the one who basically constructed the team to have no bench. They're paying Spencer Hawes $5 million a year until 2017-18.
Wow.
You know they signed Spencer Hawes instead of Paul Pierce?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The truth.
Yeah.
Said he didn't call bank, but he called game. Did you see that?
Oh, God. Such a douche.
God, why would you even call him a douche, man? The douche is the reporter for saying, hey, did you call bank?
No.
Like, how are you going to say that? No, I think Paul Pierce did the right thing. He said, I called the game. Swag.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, he banked a shot and was celebrating like it was the, you know, the game-winning shot of the Game 7 of the NBA Finals.
So. I agree with you on that point.
Like, why didn't he just laugh it off and be like, yeah, I called bank? Or say, no, I didn't call bank, but it still went in, so whatever.
Or he did laugh it off.
Game.
He laughed it off. That's a joke, man.
He's
looking ridiculously at this guy who just asked him this dumb question, and he basically laughed in the guy's face saying, like, you know what, I didn't call bank, but I called game.
Will Chris Paul ever make the West Conference Finals?
Yes. I feel like the Clippers are going to do something this offseason. Their window's obviously closing. I give him 1 or maybe even 2 years. I give him 1 year, 2 years max, but I feel like he will eventually make it to the Western Conference Finals.
Well, they have to re-sign DeAndre.
They will. Remember, we talked about this last couple of shows.
If they sign him to a max, they have no money in free agency. So I don't think they will. I don't think they will. But let's move to a positive note in the SoCal world.
Ducks. Positive note. I don't know if it's so positive anymore.
I think it's very positive. I think being at home for Game 7 is a big deal. Because, and this is why I think the Ducks will win. Because in hockey, there's two things, two major advantages at being home when it comes to the tactical point of the game. Number one, when you're doing a face-off, the away team has to put their stick on the ice first. Which you're kind of thinking like, oh, what does that do? That's a big deal when it comes to face-offs. Having to put your stick down, and the other guy can kind of come in and whack yours while it's down. Because the other guy, the guy at home, so a.k.a. Ryan Kessler, he can see where your stick is. And when the puck's dropped, he can whack your stick out of the way and win it. Whereas the other guy has to have his stick down, doesn't know where Kessler's stick is coming in from. Is it coming from above? Is it coming from the sides? You never know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, that's one big reason Ducks were terrible at face-offs in Game 6. And I think they'll be much better in Game 7. Also, when there's a dead puck, a stoppage in play, the home team has the last chance to bring out the substitutes or make a line change. So that means that Bruce Boudreau can match up Ryan Kessler with Jonathan Toews, and Kessler shut down Toews in the first four games of this series. So I think that those two things are huge for the Ducks in Game 7, along with being at home, which always helps it's a loud building Honda Center is.
But any playoff building's going to be pretty loud. But like you said, it helps when the crowd is on your side.
Dude, Blackhawks Arena was very quiet in the last two home games.
This has kind of been a bittersweet series for me just because I'm a Kings fan. Yeah. Obviously, I hate the Blackhawks, and obviously, I don't like the Ducks. You know, so it's kind of been interesting to watch it from an outsider's perspective. You know, I'm not biased at all. I don't like any of the teams. So, you know, just for the sake of this show and just for the sake of you, I hope that the Duckies win on your graduation day.
Big old thumbs up.
Yeah, we're graduating on Saturday.
I got my grad party before.
Are you gonna be rocking any Ducky gear at graduation?
I've thought about it.
You should.
I thought about bringing one of those rally towels that say "Let's go Ducks," and when I'm walking up and off the stage, I was gonna hold it up. But I don't know. I don't want to be that guy.
Throw it up.
It's everyone's day. I don't want to kind of just like
maybe
be
you should
that
write something
guy.
Like on your cap or something.
Yeah, I could do that. Our friend Megan Keller made me a sweet like ribbon lei that is Ducks colors. It's orange, gold, black, and white. That looks pretty cool.
Sweet.
And it reps the Ducks. So yeah, I think I've got enough for that. But the real question is, do I wear my black jersey or my orange jersey?
What's been working?
Well, I wore black.
You got to go with this. I'm a superstitious guy when it comes to sports. You got to go with what's working. That's all I got
to
say.
Well, I wore black to game one and they won. And I wore black to game two and they lost in triple overtime. And I've worn orange and black to the first two series, and they didn't lose at all when I wore those. So it's just like a, I don't know. I mean, do I wear orange just because the theme is, I'm going to wear orange. The theme is painted orange. I'll wear my orange pants, my duck socks, my orange shoes.
Yeah. Orange everything. Traffic cone it up, bro.
I got to wear orange.
Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to work. It's going to happen. Duckies pulling it off. I think it'd be fun if it was an overtime game.
I can't.
I know you wouldn't be able to handle it. I think it'd be fun to watch.
I can't.
Game seven's in overtime. Hey, the Kings pulled it off, man. Maybe it's some of that SoCal magic.
Jeez. I was so mad game five when it went to overtime. The Taves scored two goals in the last minute.
Yep.
45. Oh, my God. I was at work, too. And luckily they won, but still. All right, let's move on to rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire. Rapid fire. Last rapid fire ever. Whoa. All right, you want to go first or second?
Let's see. How can I?
You're gonna integrate your Apple Watch into this?
I'm gonna try and figure out something I can ask you about the Apple Watch.
Like as a question?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Who is the one cartoon character that you can get as like the watch on the Apple Watch? There's one cartoon character.
Give me a hint.
No.
Why not?
Cause.
Why? You gotta give me a hint. I have no idea who it is.
You gotta take a guess. Cartoon character. Apple.
Mickey Mouse.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yep, Mickey Mouse.
Throw it up, dude.
Yeah, that was a good guess.
That was a really good guess. So was that one of my questions?
No, that's just, you get to go first or second. You get to pick.
Oh, I want to be asked the last question, okay. So I'll ask first.
Okay, hit me.
All right.
Round one.
Lightning versus Rangers, game seven, tomorrow night. Who's a better matchup for the Duckies?
Better matchup? I would say, I don't know. I've...
Rapid fire. 5, 4... 3, 2, 1. I
Rangers.
Need an answer. Rangers.
I think Rangers.
All right, we'll go back to that. Maybe you can explain it.
Okay. I already asked you this kind of, so. But I'll go to the next one. Who wins the NBA Finals?
Oh, that was one of my questions.
You can just ask me again after. That's fine.
I'm going Golden State.
And how many?
I'm going to say 5.
Golden State in 5?
All right, 6.
Okay.
Golden State in 6.
I got Cavs in 6.
I got Golden State in 6, man.
I think Golden State's too inexperienced.
Steph
I
Curry,
I don't
bro.
Think they're there yet.
Steph, they look pretty good against the Houston Rockets.
They didn't look that good.
They look pretty
they
good.
They barely won games 1 and 2. The Rockets are terrible as well.
Steph Curry, man. Steph Curry.
All right, so now it's my turn because you asked me the NBA Finals question.
Round 2.
So FIFA had a little bit of a scandal. Just a little bit. Something.
FIFA?
That was, of course, sarcastic.
FIFA?
Does FIFA president Sepp Blatter win presidency again on Friday? Will
no
he be
shot.
Reelected?
No.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
And you see, like, you're like, no way.
No shot. Okay. I feel like there's too much controversy going on right now in that organization for them to even consider doing that again. So I think there's a new president who comes in and kind of cleans up shop.
All right. Fair enough. You know who the other candidate is?
No.
Prince Ali from Jordan.
Mm.
Kind of interesting.
Sounds like a cool name.
You know where Sepp Blatter's from?
No idea.
Switzerland.
Swiss, yeah. Swiss cheese.
All right. Hit me.
All right.
Round three.
Riley Curry.
Yeah.
Do you like the antics or no?
I'm over it.
Really?
I think someone made a good point, make it real quick, that journalists have a job to ask tough questions to Steph Curry, and it's kind of tough for him to answer those. If they're to kind of like come at him, it's tough for him to answer those with his daughter up on stage.
I agree.
So,
but I think it's totally fine. You know, maybe avoid that. Maybe during the middle of a series, but once the series is over, I think it's
if you win the NBA Finals, fine.
Yeah,
all fine.
Celebrate with your family.
But yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. Ask me.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you the Dodgers will win the World Series?
They need to make a couple of moves. I feel like they're
on a scale of 1 to 10. How confident are you that the Dodgers will win the World Series?
7.9.
Wow.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good odds.
Yeah.
79%.
That's up there.
You don't sound too convinced. Okay.
I mean, to win the World Series is, I'd say, like a 4.
A 4?
Yeah. To win the World Series, I think 7.9 to get to the playoffs.
They're going to get there.
All right.
They will.
That's a 10 for you.
They'll get there, man. They will get there.
Let me win it.
Round 4.
Do you believe the NBA MVP should be given before or after the NBA Finals?
After.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back to that. Ask me my question. Run out of time. Woo, rapid fire.
6 months from now, will you be playing professional baseball somewhere?
Me?
Yeah.
Probably not. I'm actually going to come back to the University of Auburn for one more year.
Oh, no way.
It's an official announcement. Right. Going to grad school.
A year and a half from now.
I hope so, man. I hope I'll be playing professional baseball either. I probably won't be playing professional baseball in the States, but I'll play professional baseball somewhere.
That'd be cool. Well, yeah. That's cool. All right. Your turn.
Final round.
Is Dwight Howard still a champion? I don't know if you heard what he said in his
his
press conference.
Stop. We're done. No.
Suck it, D. White.
He's not. No, he's not.
D12, go home.
Will the U.S. women's national team win the Women's World Cup?
I don't think so.
Ooh. Okay. You know, something cool that came out today. In FIFA 16, they're going to have women's teams in the game.
For real?
Yeah. I thought I was very pumped when I saw that.
Dude, Alex Morgan in a video game.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see that.
Yeah, they're going to have, I think, probably like 10 nations probably. So
that's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go back real quick. 10 seconds on this. Yeah, I think NBA MVP should be given after the season. I think it would make it so that more often than not, the best player in the game gets it as opposed to whoever had the best season, which I think is what the MVP is all about.
Mm-hmm.
The most valuable player. So, I mean, that still means Steph Curry would have won it this year. But last year, maybe LeBron would have won it. In 2011, when LeBron first came into the Heat, when Derrick Rose won it, LeBron would have won it then as well. I just think it helps you measure how valuable a player is.
Yeah,
and James,
know, yeah, I understand that there's different awards for the playoffs. I know that there's a conference MVP and there's a finals MVP, but I feel like the NBA MVP is such a coveted award that you can't just give it out at the end of the regular season. You're going to have to see how these guys perform in the playoffs. And, you know, I feel like Steph Curry is really deserving. You know, he's obviously played very well in the playoffs. But, you know, like, if we would have given it to James Harden,
terrible.
How bad would that have looked?
Exactly.
Exactly. So I think they should have, you know, they should maybe wait till the season's over after the finals and, you know, maybe give those awards out. So
I'm with you.
I like that we brought that point up again. What else? What was another question that I wanted you to talk about? Oh, why'd you choose the Rangers?
Oh, as the team that Ducks would most likely want to face.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Tampa Bay spreads the ice a lot more and is a better skating team. The Ducks don't handle skating teams well. I think the Rangers maybe sit back a little more as well and would allow the Ducks to attack more. But I mean, Ducks played terrible against both teams in the regular season. So, but I don't really care who they play. I'm confident either way. So.
Gotcha. So Ducky's tonight. Not tonight, excuse me, Saturday night. Make sure to tune in for that. I want to go back on my Team USA thing. You know, my gut says no, but my heart says yes, USA.
I think they will.
USA.
Because remember, they lost in penalties to Japan in 2011.
What was it? Yeah, that's 4 years
so
ago.
I think that still lingers with this team. So
Alex Morgan, she's the bae. I know it's not Wednesday, but I'm crushing pretty hard. That's it, dude.
Yep.
SoCal Sports Dojo. That's it. We're graduating. We're moving on with our lives. Wish us the best of luck. I wish you guys the best of luck. Thanks for following us. All this, what has it been? 4 months? 3 months?
Well, I'd say 4 months.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Automatic.com.
Hopefully you'll hear us again at some
SoundCloud,
point
Twitter.
On the air.
Yeah. Big Z. Javi Mokes.
Adios, people.
Adios. Have take a good care. One. I'm way up. I feel blessed.
You are listening to the SoCal Sports Dojo, where we kick sports in the face.